Last year on World AIDS Day, one of our guests was poet Essex Hempel, who wrote about being black and gay. He had appeared in Marlon Riggs' film Tongues Untied and had edited anthologies of gay poets. Just 3 weeks ago, Essex Hempel died of complications related to AIDS. He was 38. On this World AIDS Day, we remember him with an excerpt of his interview and reading. He read a piece he wrote in June 1993, after he discovered how low his T-cell count had fallen. T-cells are white blood cells that protect the blood from infection. This is an excerpt of Vital Signs.
Some of the T-cells I am without are not here through my own fault. I didn't lose all of them foolishly, and I didn't lose all of them erotically. Some of the missing T-cells were lost to racism, a well-known transmittable disease. Some were lost to poverty because there was no money to do something about the plumbing before the pipes burst and the room flooded. Homophobia killed quite a few, but so did my rage and my pointed furies. So did the wars at home and the wars within. So did the drugs I took to remain calm, cool, collected. There are T-cells lying dead by the roadside, slain by the guise of friendship, the pettiness and jealousy of minds and talent in the process of wasting to nothingness due to envy, gazing into other yards instead of looking closely at and tending to their own. There are T-cells sacrificed between the love and anger my mother and I hold for one another. T-cells that have simply exploded due to the decibel of our screeching. There are countless wasted T-cells between my father and I, the result of painful subterranean silences that I cannot resolve with only 23 T-cells, nor should I really be expected to, nor should I try, since it was his violence I witnessed and remained scarred from. I am forced to remember him in certain ways, to always see him punching and pushing, slapping and yelling, not because I want to, I just haven't learned how to make so many scars into things of beauty, and I don't know if I ever will.
I'm interested in the ending of that passage about making scars into things of beauty. Do you feel like in confronting AIDS, this is what you should really be trying to do, is to reconcile with people and to make scars into things of beauty?
In some ways, I've been faced with that. In some ways, I allow that you cannot revisit some sites, some emotional sites, some personal sites. Some things will forever be the tragedies, big and small, that they were. The only thing I do know is that forgiving is as divine as saying thanks. I am sure of that. So I get up every day thankful, you know, just thankful.
Essex Hempel recorded 1 year ago. He died 3 weeks ago of complications related to AIDS. I'm Terry Gross, and this is a World AIDS Day edition of Fresh Air.